You're still tuned into the Power Hour on KC107.7 with me, Lady G, your voice of connection, compassion, and courage. Tonight, I open your heart and create space for a conversation that matters. I'm joined with a remarkable young South African woman, Jamie Bogut. Jamie Daniels Bogut, a devoted mom of three, a birth doula living in America, and a woman who has walked through the unimaginable, the recent loss of a baby at 4 months into pregnancy. Jamie, how are you doing? Welcome on KC107.7.
Hi, thank you. I'm well, thanks. How are you?
I'm good, and I want to say happy birthday to your youngest that has turned 1 year old.
Thank you. Yeah, I can't believe it's been 1 year already. It's crazy.
Time flies, eh?
Time flies. Oh, yes.
Are we seeing you in South Africa soon? Of you haven't been here for a few years?
Yeah, it's been about 2 years. I'm due for a visit. Yeah, we're excited. We're looking forward to coming.
Awesome. So let's dig into this interview tonight. Jamie, as a South African mom raising your children in America, how have you managed to stay grounded in your roots while building a life for your family abroad?
Yeah, this is something that's actually really important to me because childhood or children overall are just raised so different in America. And me growing up in South Africa as a child, I'm like, whoa, this is not what I'm used to. But I try staying grounded in my South African roots because it's been incredibly important to me. I try to keep our heritage alive in the way I raise my children. From the food we eat, we love Gatsby's. I've always picked Gatsby's.
Really?
To the values I teach, yeah. And the stories I share about my own upbringing, there's something sacred about passing down traditions, especially when you're far from home. I want my kids to know where they come from, to understand the beauty and strength of our culture, and to feel proud of it. And at the same time, I've embraced the opportunity to blend that heritage with the life we're building here. My husband has been to South Africa a few times, and he actually wants to move there. I mean, everyone loves South Africa.
I do
hope we can move there someday. But it's not always easy with keeping our heritage alive, but it's made our family culture rich, layered, and deeply intentional. Yeah, and my daughter, Raimi, she loves South Africa, too, and she's always asking, can we go there? And she even told me, I mean, since the death of the baby, we've been talking about death a lot. Yeah. Naturally, the children are curious and ask questions. And 2 weeks ago, she actually came to me and she said, Mommy, if you die one day, can I move to South Africa? She really wants to move there. Yeah. Like, I don't even want to think about that. But yeah, my kids love South Africa. We love it. And hopefully one day we can move there.
Yeah, I mean, obviously I follow you on your socials and I love your cooking skills. It's just next level for such a young woman.
Thank you. I love cooking. I do.
Jamie, you're a mom of three, a birth doula. Roles that both require immense love and strength. How do you balance being present for your clients while also nurturing your own family?
Yeah, it's a delicate dance, honestly. Both motherhood and dual work ask for your heart, your time, and your energy, and sometimes all at once. I've learned to set strong boundaries and to be really clear on my availability with clients, but my family always comes first. And when I do step into my doula role, I make sure I'm fully present with my clients. I also involve my children in age-appropriate ways so they understand what I do and why I do it. And even Raimi, she's like, I'm going to be a doula one day. And she tells everyone, I was my mom's doula during Riley's birth. And she really was. And even the loss of the baby, I was home alone with my children experiencing it. And she, even after the fact, I told her, I really could not have done it without her. And I don't think any other 7-year-old could do that. And many other 7-year-olds could do what she did, you know? And afterwards, we we sat down and we talked about what happened. Although she did, I didn't let them see the baby, but they knew what was happening. When she came in and out of the bathroom, and she was part of the experience, but like as age appropriate as possible. And after the fact, we sat down and we talked, and she said, "Mommy, I really felt like I was going to faint, and I was so scared, but I was trying to not show you that." And that made me tear up because I could tell, like, if I was a 7-year-old seeing my mom in the bathroom, the bathroom's covered in blood. I know what's happening. I have to take care of my 2 younger siblings. Like, she just handled it all so well. And I believe it's because I share a lot of birth and the work I do and stuff, and I do make her a part of my birth. She was a part of Raiden's birth, and she was a part of Riley's birth, and now she was a part of this birth of the baby. So yeah, she herself is really into birth. Raiden stayed away with the last of the baby. He just like minded his business. Yeah. And I even told him, I'm really proud of how he handled it, because he is like really talks to me all day, stuck to my side, money questions, but I can tell. Like, he just stayed in the living room, watched TV, and he came every few minutes and asked me if I was okay, but he like knew, you know, like, this, I need to get mom space. And I was really proud of even the way he handled it. Because I believe any other kid, or most other kids, would completely freak out. But I think it's because I'm so open about birth and what happens in birth that they kind of knew what was happening. I'm very open with my kids.
You all had the privilege of seeing Riley's birth. And I was so overwhelmed. And as you were speaking now of Raimi, I just get goosebumps. You know, I want to commend you as a mom, because if I rewind myself a few years back when I lost my daughter, and I've also lost, babies during pregnancy, but I couldn't share it. I kept my daughter's, death away from my son, and I wasn't ready yet, but you are so strong. And that's why I say, I want to see you on a podcast. I want to see you speak to women out there. We need you. We need women like you that does this, you know? So do think about it.
Thank you. I will, for sure.
You recently experienced the heartbreaking loss of your baby at 4 months into pregnancy. Can you share that journey? How has it been like for you? You shared now a little bit with the children in and out, but I want to hear you emotionally, spiritually, physically. How did it affect you?
Yeah, this loss broke something open in me. Emotionally, it was a roller coaster, grief, anger, guilt, numbness, sometimes all in one day. Spiritually, I had moments where I questioned everything, and others where I felt held by something bigger than me. But physically, my body went through so much. Pregnancy doesn't just end that loss. Your body still carries the echoes of what was, and that can be incredibly disorienting, especially with Riley's birthday today. It's the first child's birthday I'm celebrating since losing a child, you know? And so for the last few days, I've been feeling really emotional because, like, I naturally love kids and I celebrate, like, every moment in their lives that's worth celebrating. And so losing a baby and knowing that I won't get to celebrate none of what was is a really big deal to me. And that's why I birthed the baby the way I did. I didn't do it in the hospital. I did it at home. We buried the baby ourselves because I wanted to hold my baby. I wanted to take pictures of my baby. I wanted to honor him in a way that I knew couldn't happen somewhere else, you know?
Was it a he?
Yes, it was a he. Yeah.
And his name?
His name was Rain. We named him Rain.
Rain. Wow. Beautiful.
Thank you. Yeah, but in the quiet moments, I found a kind of peace. I learned to honor the tiny life I carried and to honor the pain that came with letting go. I mean, it's a wound that I'm learning to carry with tenderness rather than hide away. With my first pregnancy, I wasn't. My first pregnancy is actually what led me into doula work, because I was, of course, alone without family in another country. And my first pregnancy ever, and the experience was just, I can't even say it was an I was going through the motions of pregnancy, you know? There was no elder, there was no wise woman, there was nobody to sit down with me and share what pregnancy is about, to share that you can actually connect with your body, you can connect with your baby. And so my first pregnancy really brought me into this work, and with Raiden's pregnancy and Riley's pregnancy, I was just so in tune with my body. Mm. At 6 weeks, I knew Raiden was going to be a boy. I think it was around 10 weeks. I didn't get any ultrasound with Riley, so we couldn't have known she's going to be a girl, but I knew she was a girl around 10 weeks. My intuition just grew so much stronger compared to my first pregnancy, because I didn't know I could tap into that, you know? I didn't know how to connect with it. It's just like, yeah, you're pregnant, you wait for the baby to come, and that's it. And that's basically what my first pregnancy was. But my three others was so different. And I think what made this last a little lighter, even though it was really, really heavy, was my pregnancy was just different. This pregnancy, I always felt like something was going to happen, and I didn't. I can now say I knew that death was going to happen, but I didn't want to face it, you know? And I one day, I think a couple weeks before I found out the baby had passed, I sent my sister a voice note, and we were just having a conversation. I was like, I feel like something's going to happen this pregnancy. Mm. And even while I was telling her that, I told, like, inside myself, I said, like, I know death, but I don't want to say it out loud, you know? Yeah. Because I was fearful. Of course you don't want to lose a baby. And I didn't feel any of that with my other pregnancies. When it happened, it was hard, but after the fact, I just put all the little things that my intuition was throwing out there, you know, and I put it together, and, like, the message was there, you know, but I didn't want to speak it into existence, because to me, it was like, if I say it and it happens, it was like, yeah, I said it, but I always had the feeling. But it was hard because I've never lost a baby before. I've had three great pregnancies. Very lucky. I deal with pregnant women, so I know the things you can deal with in pregnancy. But my three pregnancies was so straightforward. My last birth, I even did by myself with my family. No midwife, no doctor. Mm. I've had great pregnancies and great births. So there was a lot of questioning with this one, you know? But yeah, tuning into my intuition, I just knew. What was also different was, like, if I'm in the shower, I'm talking to my belly, I'm talking to my baby. Yeah. I know people think that's crazy, but I was just, my two, Raiden and Riley's pregnancy, I was just like that. I would meditate, I would do prenatal yoga at least 2-3 times a week. And this pregnancy, for 4 months, I struggled to do all of those things, you know? Mm. If I talked to my baby, like, twice in my belly, it was a lot. But it just, there was that, I don't want to say subconscious, because I was conscious of it, but I didn't want to face it. But it's just when I look back and all the things that was different this pregnancy, it's just like my soul knew, you know, it's just the mind didn't want to think about it.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for sharing that. You are sharing it with your home country. And anyone, before I continue, can live stream on 107.7 right across the world. There will be a podcast after the interview. It will be on our website, KC107.7. It will also be available on most of our social media platforms. Because I know someone wants to go back to this, because I'm going to go back to this interview. You just touched on the other question as well with the previous one. So, in closing, Jamie, what message do you hold close for other mothers who may have gone through a similar loss, or for those supporting someone who has?
Yeah, I feel like people shy away from us. We don't know what to say. We don't know what to do. But just be there. If you're supporting someone, just be, you know.
Mm.
If you've experienced a loss or you're currently experiencing one, you're not alone. Your grief is valid and your baby mattered. No matter how short the time with you was, take your time, grieve in your own way. Some people might want to tell you what to do or how to do it, but you're experiencing it, you know. You have to do what you want to do, what works for you. There's no right way to move forward, and healing isn't linear. If you're supporting someone, don't try to fix it. Just be with them. Say their baby's name. Acknowledge their pain. They want people to acknowledge their baby because their baby did exist.
Of course. Even
if it was for a short while. Listen more than you speak. Sometimes the most healing thing we can do is offer our quiet presence and our unwavering love.
Wow. Phew. On that note, I want to say thank you. Thank you for offering me the privilege to get this interview from you, to share it, because I know there's so many women that suffer in silence. And like you say, your baby matters, and listen more than you speak. Thank you for your wealth of wisdom at such a young age, Jamie. And I hope you have a blessed evening with your family, and hugs to every one of them.
Thank you so much. I will. Take care.
Awesome. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Too much of anything can make you sick. Even the good can be a curse. Makes it hard to know which road to go down. Knowing too much can get you hurt. Is it better? Is it worse? Are we sitting in reverse? It's just like we're going backwards. I know where I want this to go. Driving fast, but let's go slow. What I don't want to do is crash, no. Just know that you're not in this thing alone. There's always a place in me that you can call home. Just go back to the start. Oh.
Anything that's worth having, sure enough worth fighting for. Quitting's out of the question. When it gets tough, gotta fight some more. We gotta fight for this love. We gotta fight for this love. We gotta fight.
Fight
for this love.
If this
were heaven,
this would fight for. sound of the Winelands. KC 107.7.